This is Virginia Insight. I'm Tom Graham.
Let's be frank. I say community college, and you think what? A place for underachievers? Perhaps a few decades ago, we might have been forgiven for that kind of thinking. But as this hour's guests are sure to tell us, today that analysis is about as far off the mark as it's possible to be. Those guests? The president of Piedmont, Virginia, the president of Blue Ridge, and the senior vice president of Lord Fairfax Community College. They're bound to point out that close to half of America's college graduates now come from CCs, that their institutions have become critical incubators for creating new jobs. But somewhere, someone listening right now has an even more personal account, someone whose life was changed because of their CC experience. If you are that person, we're hoping to hear your insight into the true meaning of community college right after the news. Great to be with you. I'm Tom Graham, and this is Virginia Insight. Education under the radar might be one way to title this hour's discussion, for it's certainly true that many people have little or no idea what community colleges do, and what idea they do have could well be exceptionally outdated. But maybe that doesn't describe you. Have you had experience with community college as a student, a teacher, an employer, an employee looking to enhance your skills? Then we especially hope you will make note of our phone number, 888-WMRA-TALK. If you've got a personal perspective on community college, we especially want to add your voice to the mix, 888-967-2825. Two presidents and one vice president are here with me in the Insight Studio. Frank Friedman heads up Piedmont, Virginia Community College. John Downey is the guy in charge at Blue Ridge Community College. And Chris Coots is vice president of academic and student affairs at Lord Fairfax Community College. Gentlemen, welcome all to Virginia Insight.
Thank you.
What is community college?
Well, Tom, let me start by thanking you for the opportunity.
Oh, don't do that. Just tell me what a community college is, John.
A community college is, I think most people know one thing about a community college, but very few people understand the comprehensive nature of what we do. There are actually five different aspects, at least, of the mission of a community college. One is transfer education, and I think that's the most well understood of all the aspects of the mission. People understand that a student can start out at a community college, get the first 2 years of a four-year degree, and then transfer and get a baccalaureate degree. What they don't always understand is that we also have career and technical education programs that train the local workforce, and that many of those programs also transfer and help students achieve a baccalaureate degree. And they're in fields that are in high demand right now in manufacturing and healthcare and veterinary technology, all sorts of different workforce-type programs that train for community needs. We also have short-term workforce training where we can customize instruction that's non-credit for businesses to help them train their workforce on particular aspects of the workforce. We also have personal enrichment courses where people just come for the fun of taking a course in ceramics or photography or in almost any subject that you can imagine. We just started a banjo course or a ukulele course at our college this past fall. And then I think all of us believe that we have an important role in helping students understand that it's important to give back to the community. So all of us have some sort of community service learning aspect to the work we do in the classroom.
John, are you learning the ukulele?
I am not, no.
We're a very comprehensive institution.
This is Chris Coots, by the way.
And in addition to that, at Lord Fairfax, we're offering adult education and GED as well, which kind of rounds out a little bit more of that mission. And I also wanted to emphasize or to look back at the workforce piece. The American Association of Community Colleges this month let us know that more than half of the newly registered nurses in the country are from associate degrees from community colleges. In other words, the majority of new nurses, for example, are community college graduates. That's it's a pretty astounding figure when you think that what community colleges are doing in terms of preparing the workforce for the future. And we talked about health professions, technology. You can see is another area where there's just an enormous amount of work being done by the community colleges in terms of giving back to the community, training the community, providing pathways to these degrees and these professions.
Most people are
Frank Friedman.
Most people are familiar with a four-year college or university near them, a James Madison or a UVA. I like to draw a distinction between community colleges and our four-year counterparts, and it's four basic distinctions in my mind. Community colleges have an access mission, meaning that we are there to make higher education accessible for everyone who can benefit. We're known as open door institutions. If you're 18 years old or older, or you have a high school degree or a GED, you're admitted. We're open door. We want to make higher education accessible. Second thing is we're dedicated to student success. We build the institution with a lot of student support to help students succeed. Third, we're teaching institutions. We're not research institutions. Our faculty teach very heavy loads, and we specialize in having small classes so that there's a lot of interaction between our faculty and our students. And lastly, we're community-based. Community is our middle name. We work very closely with our local communities, especially in the areas of economic development and workforce development. Part of our mission is to prepare a well-trained, highly skilled workforce for local employers. If you think of those four things, it paints a picture of a different type of institution than a traditional university.
What do you think, Frank Friedman, most people misunderstand or have a misperception about when it comes to your community college, PVCC, or community colleges in general?
Well, I think one thing is they don't realize how important we are in the higher education system in Virginia. There are more undergraduate students at our public community colleges than at all of our public four-year colleges and universities combined. So first of all, they don't realize how important we are. I think the second thing they don't realize is the quality of the education that's provided at a community college. We don't measure our quality based on what happens to students while they're in our college. The quality is based on what can our students do after they leave us. If they transfer to JMU and they can't succeed, then our quality wasn't very good. Our students do succeed after they leave us, whether they transfer or whether they go on the job. And that's the measure of our quality. And I would stack our quality up against anybody.
I think a lot of the students feel that the faculty are so committed to what they do in helping them achieve. Frank mentioned that one of our important roles that we play is in student success. Students come to us sometimes lacking some of the skills for higher education. We also get brilliant students who come to us and who have achieved great things in their past educational experiences. But
why would somebody who's achieved great things in their educational past experiences, Dr. John Downey, go to a community college ever?
I think there's a very interesting statistic I've heard that there are more PhDs at Northern Virginia Community College taking classes than there are teaching classes up there. I'm not sure how true that is. I've heard that stated a number of times. People come to community college because we provide opportunities for initial training and retraining, that we take them down a pathway that otherwise they wouldn't go. Several of our career and technical programs, for example, enroll a significant number of students who already have a bachelor's degree. But I think also many students come to us because of the cost, that we're an affordable access to higher education. And especially with scholarships and grants we provide, thanks to the generosity of our community, all of us have foundations that support students with scholarships and things. It really is an accessible pathway to start out and then see and explore higher education a little bit before they're ready to take that step at a bigger university, transferring and living on campus and things.
I like to say, for those outstanding students, and just as John said, we attract a large number of really outstanding students. just because you're academically outstanding, that doesn't mean you're socially mature enough to go off to a large university, leave home, live in a dormitory, and not get caught up in too much partying or feeling alienated, separated from your family. So that's one reason why it might be advantageous to stay at home, go to the community college, and mature a little bit, even if you're an outstanding student.
So
and then
you're
the second,
talking, Frank Friedman, about the one side of community college that maybe for most people who are not all that familiar with how community colleges have evolved over the past couple of decades are most familiar with, somebody who goes right from high school to community college
right.
before they go to a four-year college. But it seemed to me that John Downey was also talking about the flip side of people who've been out in the workforce for a while and even have had extensive higher education, and they go back to school
right.
at a community college.
Yeah, there are so many reasons to come to a community college, and you see so much diversity among our students. What you described really, you know, it fits. When I'm looking at like a high school student who's a straight A, you know, high SAT student, again, sure, academically they might be prepared for the university, but what if the family is financially not able to take on that burden? Community college tuition is going to be about one third of the tuition of our public institutions in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And you can come to the community college for 2 years, earn your associate degree, and then we have guaranteed admission agreements with every public college and university in the Commonwealth. And so in 2 years at the community college, your family could easily save $20,000 in those 2 years over what it would have cost to go to a four-year institution. And then you transfer. You've got that extra money to pay for your last 2 years. And let's face it, if you get that bachelor's degree from UVA, you know what your diploma says? It says UVA. It doesn't say UVA only 2 years. It says UVA. And you've saved all that money at the community college, and that has enabled you to earn that bachelor's degree.
Frank Friedman is president of Piedmont Virginia Community College. John Downey, president of Blue Ridge Community College. Chris Coots, vice president of Lord Fairfax Community College. We're looking at what community college means in today's world. And if you have any perspective, any experience that you'd be willing to share, we do want to hear from you at 888-WMRA Talk. We're also taking questions, of course, at 888-967-2825. Or if you prefer to type instead of talk, you can reach us on the Virginia Insight Facebook page, where we are listed as WMRA's Virginia Insight. And that was Ginger's choice. We have this question here from her, gentleman. She says, is a liberal arts education still believed to be of value? I think all three of you have started your careers with liberal arts education. But Chris Coots, you're the youngest in the group, so you're the closest to that experience. Why don't you take a shot at Ginger's question?
Absolutely. Liberal arts education is very important. And you'll find in any community college degree, and in fact any bachelor's degree, there's going to be aspects of that general education, that liberal arts education, that are interwoven. Even in our technical degrees, we're going to have courses on communication, courses on ethics, courses on analytical reasoning, mathematics, etc.
I get that part of it, Chris, but it seems to me that part of what Ginger might be asking, if I can pretend to read her mind a little bit, is if I get a degree in English or history, is it going to be of any value to me, or does it just mean that it's a stepping stone towards more training so I can get a real job?
In general, degrees are valuable. Degrees are valuable in the economic system as a whole. Right now, people with degrees in the liberal arts are struggling. I think we have to acknowledge that fact economically. However, the skills that come from a liberal education is something that we very much value. It's something that the workforce very much values as well.
I think the two gentlemen sitting next to you may want to weigh in on this as well. And we have Shelia and Afton waiting on the phone line for us. So we're going to get to all of that when we continue here on Virginia Insight in just a bit more than 1 minute. From his campus in northern Augusta County in Weirs Cave, Virginia, president of Blue Ridge Community College, John Downey, is one of our guests. Sitting beside him from his campus in Albemarle County, just south of Charlottesville, the president of Piedmont, Virginia Community College, Frank Friedman. And rounding out our panel from his campus in southern Frederick County in Middletown, Virginia, the vice president of academic and student affairs for Lord Fairfax Community College, Christopher Coutts. Doctors Downey, Friedman, and Coutts are guests on this edition of Virginia Insight. My name, by the way, is Tom Graham, and our phone number is easy to remember as 888-WMRA-TALK. But if you prefer it in all numbers, it's 888-967-2825. Next to Afton, Sheila, I apologize for mispronouncing your name before the break, but I think I've got it right now. Is it Sheila?
It is.
Your question or comment. Thanks for joining us, please.
Well, many of us who have homeschooling have had difficulty with collaborating with our local schools, but there has been really excellent collaboration with the community colleges, and I wonder if your guests might like to touch on that.
Well, there are big smiles on all three guys' faces, so who wants to go first?
Well, thank
you. This is John Downey.
Thank you, Sheila. Yes, I think the homeschool population is an important population for us in terms of making sure they have the same access as students in public schools have for a higher education and early access to a higher education. As you know, there's a program in the community college system called dual enrollment, and that program isn't well understood. What dual enrollment is we certify a high school faculty member as having the qualifications to teach a particular course, and then they teach that course in the public school system. And because there's no cost to us for that faculty member, we pass on the savings from the cost of that faculty member to the high school students enrolled in that course. If with homeschool students, that's harder to achieve because you can't have a course with just one student in it. But what we do with homeschool students is, as early as age 16, they can come to the community college, get access concurrently to the courses we teach, and then benefit from that instruction. And I taught a learning community class, and until the end of the semester of that class, I didn't realize that I had two 16-year-old homeschool students in the class, and they were my two best students. Just incredible in terms of the motivation and achievement, because I think that they were focused on what higher ed means to them.
Sheila, at Piedmont, we have about 200 homeschooled students currently enrolled, and it's a significant part of our enrollment. So significant that we have one of our counselors, her name is Jan Reed, who works... Pardon me?
I said, yay, Jan!
Oh, you know Jan, okay. Well, you know how good she is, and she works directly with the students and the parents coming out of the homeschool environment. We've had homeschool students as young as 12 or 13, but at first, Jan meets with the family to make sure that this is the best choice for that student, that the student will be able to handle it academically, but also is mature enough to handle a college classroom, because we don't sugarcoat it. We don't change the class because there's a youngster in there. They have to adapt to us rather than us adapt to them. But homeschool students, I think, like Piedmont because it's a nice transition. They're used to being in a class of one or two or small numbers. They're not ready to go to a university and be in a class of 200 or 300. So it's a nice stepping stone to come to a community college, be in a class of 20 or 25, and that's a step that they need to adjust to before they go on to the university.
Sheila, thank you so very much for spending some time with us here on Virginia Insight.
Thanks.
We're going to go next to Harrisonburg. Christina, thanks for joining in. Your question or comment for Drs. Downey, Friedman, and or Coutts, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment that I have used the Virginia Community College system before. I used Tidewater Community College in Virginia Beach, and I am an older student, so it was after spending about 6 years in the Navy And the education that I did get from the Navy was in the nuclear field. So I did have quite a bit of life experience before I came in and educational experience. But the issue with that is it doesn't really directly translate into the civilian world. So I was trying to make a transition. And I found Tidewater to be not only challenging, but as the guests were talking about before, the class sizes are really what got me. They're small. You can build a very strong relationship with your professor, and that is almost just as important as the classes itself, because you're opening a lot of doors into the professional world. You can get build a lot of references, and a lower level course in a 4-year institution, because I went on to use guaranteed admission to graduate from James Madison. The course sizes in a lower level class at a university are around 100 plus students. So it's almost really hard to make a connection with a professor and to stand out as hard as you try. So I have an 8-year-old daughter myself, and I would encourage her to use a community college before a 4-year institution, because I think they're wonderful and they're completely underutilized.
Well, thank you for your comments.
This is Chris Kutz.
And thank you for your service. And one of the things that we're very focused on in the system is working with military students and veterans to look at that service and that experience and find ways to translate that into credit. We call it credit for prior learning or for prior experience. And so there's a lot of work being done in that area recently. You're right. The community college offers the smaller classes. It offers the ability to work individually with an instructor and the professor and with the other students in the class. It creates a community that allows people to work together. So, you know, whether you have a military background or you're from another country, maybe you're the first person in your family who's gone to college, the community college will offer an environment where you can make that connection and that collaboration occurs.
I can't say enough about the point you made about being an older student with some experience going back to a community college, because what that does in our classrooms is create such a dynamic experience for the faculty member and all of the students, both the young students and the older students. The type of interactions that occur in classes at Blue Ridge Community College or one of the other institutions is just incredible because of the experience that a person like you with the background in the military brings to the classroom.
Christina, thank you so very much for your call. Our guests on this edition of Virginia Insight, Doctor of Educational Psychology Frank Friedman. He heads up the community college commonly known as PVCC. Doctor of Educational Evaluation Chris Kutz. He's a vice president at the community college commonly known as LFCC. And Doctor of Educational Administration, John Downey, he heads up the institution commonly known as BRCC. And just in case you need the translation, the three campuses represented Piedmont, Virginia, Lord Fairfax, and Blue Ridge Community Colleges. Gentlemen, we had a question earlier on our Facebook page, I think it was from Ginger, about liberal arts and whether it's a value anymore. And it looked to me that before we hit the break, you had something you wanted to add to what Dr. Kutz had been saying in response to that.
Well, I would just say that I agree with what Chris said, that a liberal education prepares one for critical thinking, for analysis, for synthesis, for communication skills, and those are going to be important in any type of career. Now, the liberal education might not be so focused on one specific career or one specific job area. So you might need additional education that is more focused, or you might get your foot in the door in a particular job and learn there. A good example is my own son. He has a psychology degree from UVA, and he works in broadcasting, not on air, but behind the scenes at a television station. And he's done that ever since he graduated from UVA, and he just loves it. And he wasn't prepared as a broadcaster in his degree, but he had the communication and the thinking skills so that he could learn the job after acquiring it.
I think we actually do a very poor job in society in general helping young people figure out what their career is going to be. I think we...
John, it seems to me that one of the things that I hear frequently from people who have had any experience as faculty at four-year universities is how much they hate the idea that education has become a ticket punch for job training. And maybe it's the kind of, I don't know what the term that's not going to get me too much trouble, but sort of pie in the sky thinking that academia is sometimes accused of, but that education ought to be focused at getting people to learn how to think, to see their life in a richer, more developed way. It sounds to me like what I'm hearing from you three community college guys is, well, really education needs to be about training to make sure you can get a job.
I think higher education has to be about all that. I think not one aspect of that. You can't expect to pay the tuition that you're going to pay at a four-year college or even at a community college and not expect to have the resources to pay it back when you're done. And what we do a poor job of is helping students understand what those liberal arts degrees can get for them in terms of jobs. If we did, if we helped young people do more research into careers, they would see, for example, that there's also pathways through career and technical education, each of which, as Chris mentioned earlier, have a general education liberal arts component to that, to a baccalaureate degree. There's more than one way to get to an end goal, and I think we put this artificial barrier between liberal education and career education, when in reality, the two are intricately linked, and I think it's really important. Many employers, most employers say that the challenge they have today is they can't find people who can write, who can read, who can communicate well, who can think critically. Those are all things taught in liberal arts courses, but you have to also work with the student to make sure they understand that those majors lead to particular jobs and that they've researched those before they commit to a particular major.
888-967-2825 is our phone number. But if you'd like an easy memory tool for it, then it translates to 888-WMRA. Talk in case you have any thoughts about the role of community college in our world today. We haven't heard from anybody yet that I understand makes up a big segment of people connected to the world of community college, and that is employers. So if you run a workforce of any size, you've ever thought about getting any of your workers trained through a community college experience or have done so, we'd love to hear from you at 888-WMRA-TALK. With us here from Lord Fairfax Community College, Chris Coots, from Blue Ridge Community College, John Downey, and from Piedmont, Virginia Community College, Frank Friedman. This is Virginia Insight. I'm Tom Graham. On our Virginia Insight Facebook page, we have this from Kim, who says, please ask the guests to speak on the Career Coach program. Full disclosure, I am a career coach at BRCC. So is there a career coach program at either of the other two institutions represented?
Yes, there's a career coach program throughout the state of Virginia, and a very successful one at that.
So, what you know, rather than having Kim's boss's boss's boss, Chris Coots.
Kim is a great employee, by the way.
I was going to say, John was just telling me what a great employee Kim was right before this call.
Career coaches are a partnership with the high schools. We also have adult career coaches in the colleges now, but... the Career Coach Program, partnership with the high schools, where we have community college employees working together with the counselors in the high schools, working with students very, very successfully, helping students explore career options, explore higher education options, having somebody in the schools where students are learning, they live in, they're going about their everyday. It makes it so much more accessible, so much more understandable, to be able to speak to somebody instead of having to come up on this big scary campus and with not necessarily understanding how the college works. Well, the career coaches have been very, very successful in breaking down that somewhat artificial divide between what we're doing in public education in the schools and the colleges.
Also, if you come from a family where your parents went to college or older siblings went to college, you have a better understanding of the college world. Why go there? A better understanding of the admissions process, what it's going to cost, what financial aid is all about. You come from a family that talks about those things and has knowledge. But what if nobody in your family has gone to college? You don't get that at home. So where do you get that exposure? Where do you realize that, hey, college would be for me if I really understood this whole area? That's what a career coach can do. The career coach can work with those students and help them get ready for college.
I'm really kind of intrigued that if I recall correctly, we have two almost theologians and three almost therapists with us here in the studio today. And let me see if I can recall this. Chris Coots from LFCC, you actually grew up in South Africa.
Correct.
And there was a time when you were thinking about the ministry or psychology as a career.
There was a time, yes.
And sitting next to you is John Downey, who grew up in upstate New York.
Correct.
And you were thinking at a time about psychology or ministry as a career.
You did your research.
And then we've got Frank Friedman from somewhere in Pennsylvania, and you were thinking about psychology as a career, but apparently ministry wasn't part of it.
No, not the ministry, psychology and then teaching.
And so how did all of you guys, because you at least all have psychology in common, end up in leading positions in community colleges coming from psychology? Is that just an anomaly here in this studio today, or is that not uncommon in your line of work?
Well, I think you enter psychology as a major, at least I did, to try to figure yourself out and figure out your families. But I think one of the great things about what's common to psychology, I think, is the belief that you can help people help themselves. And I think that's the passion that the three of us share. Community colleges provide an access to somebody that otherwise may not have even considered themselves capable of achieving a higher education. We give them that opportunity, and then they succeed far beyond their own expectations. It's a wonderful mission.
All I ever wanted to do was teach with my psychology degree. The move into administration, I like to say I just went over to the dark side at one time, and there
some
I was.
Some of your teachers would probably agree.
Yeah, they're the ones who told me that. But I agree with John. You know, psychologists are oriented towards others and towards helping others. And when you think about it, that's what community colleges are based on. The mission is to help others achieve their individual potential. So it's almost like an institution based on a similar philosophy to perhaps what drew all of us to psychology.
It is a pretty unique mission. It's something that I had not encountered when I grew up in South Africa. And when I came to the United States and found out about this institution and this movement, as it was 40 years ago when it started,
yeah,
it's
but you
unique.
Came to the U.S. in part as a love story that was related to doing what everybody is going to have to think of as good works, almost Peace Corps type stuff, between you and a Virginia lady. So we're going to see if we can give away a few more details of that and how that relates to working in community colleges when we continue our conversation with the now embarrassed Chris Coots, as well as sitting next to him, Frank Friedman and John Downey. It's all coming up in a bit more than 1 minute. Okay, let me just stress that the easy way to remember our phone number is 888-WMRA-TALK. But some people prefer it in all numbers. So that's 888-967-2825. And if you have a Facebook account, you are welcome to post to us on our Facebook page where we are listed as WMRA's Virginia Insight. We're looking at Myths and Realities of Community College in America Today. And helping us, leaders from three area institutions, Chris Coots, Vice President of Lord Fairfax Community College, John Downey, President of Blue Ridge Community College, and Frank Friedman, President of Piedmont, Virginia Community College. My name, by the way, is Tom Graham, and let's embarrass Dr. Kutz just a little bit more. There's this woman from Berryville, Virginia, who was teaching up in Clark County, and gets involved as a very young teacher, in a kind of Peace Corps. It wasn't exactly the Peace Corps, but a kind of exchange program with a little tiny school in South Africa where you also happened to be doing some sort of volunteer work or something at the time?
Yeah, I was in college at the time and working at a school and coaching a sport and doing homework. It was a boarding school, so I was a housemaster at the school, and we worked together. And, you know, one thing led to another, and next thing I found myself in Clark County, Virginia.
And eventually you got married. You both went back to South Africa to work, at least your work, if I've got my information here correct, Chris Kutz, had something to do with helping some of the most impoverished people in a particular area of South Africa.
I worked for a development agency, a consulting organization, if you like, and we did projects that were funded by U.S. aid and European Union aid money to build clinics, hospitals, schools in very rural parts of South Africa, the Wild Coast region, the southeastern part of the country, very rural. And so we worked together in teams of educators, development planners, engineers, architects, healthcare workers to come up with plans, work with the local community. And in some places, that's traditional royalty, working with kings and leaders to develop plans for the region. So it was very exciting work.
And now you're here with presidents.
And here I am with presidents. Or kings, as we like to call them.
Don't worry, Chris. I'm going to pick on the other two next year.
Thank you.
No, I think we should keep on Chris.
Chris, you did a four-year degree at Rhodes University in Grantstown, South Africa, with degrees in psychology and theology. And sometime later went back to do graduate work and ended up getting your PhD at UVA. And your wife obviously went and got a four-year degree before she started teaching. Sitting next to you, Dr. Downey, started out at a four-year university. Eventually, he got his PhD, also at UVA?
Yes. Yep.
And you, Frank Friedman, your first school was Le Moyne University, where you got a BA in psychology.
No, that's me.
I'm sorry. That was.
I didn't think I went there with you, John.
No, yeah, that was Dr. Downey.
Yes.
You went to a four-year school in Pennsylvania?
Yes, Muhlenberg College in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
And eventually ended up with your PhD in educational psychology at Purdue. So one of the things that I guess I want to challenge all of you on is you're encouraging people to consider starting their education at a two-year institution at a community college when all three of you did the opposite.
Back in the old days when we were going, you know, the four-year college was very much like a community college in my family. I was one of the first in my family to go to college. And I really didn't make a choice. I just sort of followed where my sisters went, a great college, Le Moyne College in Syracuse, New York. One of the things,
that's why I confused it with Frank, because it's such a great school.
One of the things that happened to me there was one particular faculty member in the psychology department stopped me one day and said, you know, you should think about graduate school. And, you know, my dad was working class, raised 10 kids on the salary of a New York telephone repairman in the blizzards of Syracuse. And my mom worked diligently at home, raising us 10 calm children. That made a huge difference in my life. And it wasn't until I went to get my master's degree at Boston College that I did an internship at a community college. And I discovered that here's an institution that takes interest in individual students and tells them they can achieve more than they thought they could achieve. And that's what happened to me at Lemoyne. And to have an entire class of institutions whose entire mission is to do that, I just fell in love with that. And that's how I got into community colleges. I started out my career in Boston at Bunker Hill Community College.
I think for any student, going to college is finding a college that is the right fit. And to me, fit is the most important thing. Do you want a rural college? Do you want an urban college? Do you want large? Do you want small? Do you want to live at home? Do you want to live in the dorms? What majors do you want? You're trying to find a college that fits you as an individual. I would never say that any one college is right for everybody. I would never say the community college is right for everybody. But I look at students, let's say, coming out of high school. If you're academically capable, if you are mature enough, if you are financially capable, go to whatever college or university is the best fit for you. But if you lack that academic credential or pedigree, if you lack the maturity, if you have financial issues, if you want to stay close to home for whatever reason, if you want to go part-time, if you want to work while attending college, for any one of those reasons, I think community college becomes the perfect fit.
Frank Friedman, let me press this point for just a moment. If you were to start your higher educational career today, as opposed to some 40 years ago when you started. If you started at a community college, could you end up in the same position a couple decades later that you ended up as president of a community college with a PhD?
You know, it's very hypothetical, so you don't know. But in general, my answer would be yes. And just as an example, we just hired an individual at Piedmont who is on my staff, a direct report to me. She's our director of institutional research, planning, and institutional effectiveness, a part of our six-person leadership team of the college. 15 years ago, she was a PVCC graduate. She went on to Virginia Tech, got her bachelor's, master's, PhD. And she's had a job at a couple of other institutions, and now she's back at Piedmont. And will she become a president someday? She has the ability. It's really going to be up to her in which direction her career goes. So my answer to you is absolutely people can start at a community college and reach for the stars.
John Downey, since it came from somebody at your institution, we didn't ask you to respond specifically to the last question about career coaching. We have another one. Well, let me just read it to you. My sense here is that maybe we need somebody who's more involved in K-12 education, but maybe you have some sense of a response to Cheryl's question. Quote, to what extent are employers and K-12 partnering to realign curriculum to better prepare students with workplace readiness skills other than through career coaching?
Well, we have a career pathways consortium at our college and at most colleges. It used to be called Tech Prep, where employers sit down with K-12 educators and community college officials, and we talk about what are the employees of the future that your company is going to need. And then we start talking about how are we going to get students interested in those careers, and then how are we going to make sure our curriculum trains them, not so much for the jobs of today alone, but the jobs that are going to be prevalent 5 or 6 years from now. I've heard a saying that many of the jobs in the next 20 years don't exist today. And so part of our role is to make sure we work with the local technical centers. We have a wonderful technical centers in the Valley, and also with K-12 education to make sure that the curriculum is as aligned as possible and seamless so that the student gets a head start in college while they're in high school. And then we've already worked really well with our university partners so that the courses you take at the community college can then transfer to the university seamlessly. It's just a great pathway once the student figures out what it is that they're called to do in life.
I may be misunderstanding Cheryl's question, but what I was drawing as an implication from here is she's wondering if K through 12 schools are doing enough to realign their curriculum to better prepare students for workplace skills. Do you have any thoughts on that, Chris Coots?
A lot of the energy and the effort at the moment in the K through 12 system, and I'm not part of that system, so I'm commenting on it. My wife is is around the standards of learning and the SOLs, but there are, as John was talking about, there's some very innovative partnerships and projects that we're all participating in, and I've sat down with superintendents and principals and teachers and Valley Health and other employees in the region and local agencies, sitting together talking about how we can work together, and there's some fantastic partnerships around healthcare and other initiatives. So I don't know particularly whether the school system itself, all that they're doing. But what I do know is that they've been wonderful partners with us and with the local businesses in our area in sitting down around the table and talking about what the community needs. And I think that's been very successful so far. And I know that there's a lot of energy and a lot of work being done in that area.
We have a project with a couple of local schools where we test, we have a placement test that we give to students before they enter to make sure that they're ready for college since we are open enrollment. Well, we are using that test at the junior year of high school, and then the high schools are teaching the curriculum in math and English that we would normally teach in what we call developmental education. And where we've done those projects in local school divisions with the help of our career coaches like Kim and others, it's really been successful in helping those students get up to the college level prior to graduating from high school, and it saves them tremendous amount of time and money. So there's all sorts of willingness on the part of K-12 educators to sit down with us and try all sorts of innovative and creative programs to meet the needs of local employers and transfer education.
Frank Friedman, you began your career after you got your PhD in the late 70s, teaching, I believe, at community colleges in Indiana and in Texas, and then some administrative positions. You became president of PVCC about 14 years ago?
Yes, correct.
In all those years of community college experience, what's the biggest thing that's changed that you don't think enough people know about?
Well, again, I'd go back to something I said earlier. I don't think people realize how community colleges have become such a critical part of the higher education landscape in our country, that half of the undergrads in our country attend community colleges. I like to describe what's going on now in community colleges as kind of a second golden age for community colleges. The first golden age was when community college systems were being born, just like in Virginia, in the late 1960s, early 1970s. That was the boom period for community colleges. We're now going through a second golden age. If you listen to President Obama, if you listen to Governor McDonnell, if you look at what's happening in society around us, community colleges are seen as part of the solution, not just to the individual needs of individuals in your community, but to the needs of your state and the needs of the nation for a skilled workforce and a successful economy. We're really being looked at as integral to the success of community, states, and the nation. And that is a very welcome position for us, but also puts a lot of pressure on us to perform.
I'm looking at you, John Downey, because we got 30 seconds left. You're sitting right in the middle, and I figure we can have you cap it off with something we haven't yet underscored.
Frank talked about student success as one of our central focus areas. There are so many support programs at community colleges that we haven't even talked about that if anyone is considering going to a community college, there's a program for you at that community college, and we can help you find that and find out what your niche is to make a better life for yourself.
And it just so happens on our own webpage, we have links to all three of your community colleges' webpages and information about the two of you, three of you. I can't count. I need to go back to community college. Our guests have been Frank Friedman, president of Piedmont, Virginia Community College, John Downey, president of Blue Ridge Community College, and Chris Kutz, vice president of academic and student affairs at Lord Fairfax Community College. Chris, if I went to your school, could you maybe help me learn to speak better?
We can work on it. We can work on it.
You can find postings of Virginia Insight on the Virginia Insight tab at WMRA.org. And when you get to the page for today's broadcast, you will find links to more information about our guests and the work that they are doing. Thank you so very much for tuning in for this edition. I'm Tom Graham. Hope we can get together again soon for more Insight.